Words of praise showered from Islamabad to Brussels toward U.S. diplomat Richard Holbrooke, who died Monday in Washington.
Ambassador Richard Holbrooke has been a giant of the diplomatic corps for almost 50 years.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saluted Holbrooke for pursuing a robust and determined diplomacy. In Pakistan, President Asif Ali Zardari called him a friend. And in Brussels, NATO chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen saluted Holbrooke's vision and determination, while several European Union diplomats paid him tribute. British State Minister for European Issues in NATO, David Lidington, praised Holbrooke's role as chief architect of the 1995 Dayton Peace Agreement, which ended the war in Bosnia.
Richard Holbrooke's vigorous diplomacy helped to end a war. He helped to save lives and bring peace to a part of our continent racked by civil war and bitter conflict, and all Europeans are in his debt.
Even former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic, on trial for genocide charges, expressed sadness about Holbrooke's death. For analysts like Anthony Dworkin of the European Council on Foreign Relations, the Dayton Accord was perhaps Holbrooke's most important achievement.
Holbrooke, I think, was the one who led the kind of shift to a more forceful and yet, diplomatically effective response. And his role in running the Dayton peace process, I think, was really a kind of exemplary importance in terms of bringing a settlement to this conflict.
During his long career, Holbrooke left his footprint in almost every continent, working as a diplomat in Saigon during the Vietnam War, serving as ambassador to Germany, trying to resolve conflicts in Africa, and more recently, serving as special representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan during the Obama administration. Analyst Dworkin says that along with praise, Holbrooke also earned criticism for his forceful style and for cutting deals that were sometimes seen as unsavory.
He made enemies, but at the same time, he got things done. And in that sense, he was a very effective negotiator.
But Dworkin says a complex and protracted conflict in Afghanistan shows the limits of Holbrooke's methods. And he believes Holbrooke's forceful and energetic style, which he says characterizes past U.S. diplomacy, may be less effective in today's changing and more multilateral world. But International Affairs Director Robin Shepherd of the London-based Henry Jackson Society believes Holbrooke's sometimes abrasive brand of diplomacy will always be in demand.
Of course, nuance is important, but really there are a lot of very dangerous and difficult people in the world to deal with, and you do need some tough negotiators to bang heads together.
Holbrooke, he says, was a person who could do that. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.